November 1st is the Day of the Dead. This is a Latin American holiday that honors and remembers those who have passed away. The celebration takes many forms, and art often plays a role in this special day. Back in 2013, the community printmaking studio Wingtip Press held its first Day of the Dead celebration with the Idaho Historical Museum. Artists carved designs on blocks, covered them with ink, put a bedsheet on top, and then ran the whole thing over with a steamroller. Yeah, you heard me right. A big steamroller. Now, apparently this is a thing, and many colleges and artists use steamrollers to create art on the Day of the Dead. So this year, JUMP in downtown Boise is sponsoring the October 20th event, and anyone can get involved. So with me on the phone today, Amy Knack, founder of Wingtip Press, artist Laurel McDonald, and Mikkel Ashenbrenner, the program's manager at JUMP. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Amy, I want to start with you. Why is this a thing on the Day of the Dead?
Well, Jose Posada was a very famous Mexican artist, printmaker, and many printmaking artists hold him in high esteem. And printmaking is all about community. And one of the things that has really been able to connect us with the community is to be involved in different cultural types of organizations. And the Day of the Dead just seemed like the perfect mix with Jose Posada and his Calaveras prints and a giant steamroller and a group of people that love to carve and a wonderful Hispanic community that will be celebrating with us.
And how did Idaho version get started? Because this does go on in several communities, right, Amy? Like Missoula, Montana has a steamroller art for the Day of the Dead event. They've been doing this for years, correct?
Right. Well, Boise State University did a steamrolling event back, I think it was 2011, along with a new organization called the Rocky Mountain Printmaking Alliance that involves a number of colleges and universities in the Rocky Mountain region for a biannual printmaking conference. And so to kick that off, we started with a steamroller event. And the printmakers in Boise and artists in the community were really enthusiastic. And so I was working with the Historical Museum in 2013, and we just thought it might be an amazing event to do. It was also the sesquicentennial in Boise, so there were a lot of great community projects going on.
And Laurel, you're a printmaker, so how does the steamroller fit into all of this? Because it sounds kind of crazy but cool at the same time.
Oh, it's hard to imagine, really.
Right.
You just have to see it. It's the craziest thing. So we did some boards, and I remember, I think they ask you for a 4x8 MDF, medium density fiber board, and you cut into it. And I was in Moscow, and I just heard about it, and was like, oh, I've got to do this. But that's a big board. And just bringing it down from Moscow was kind of a pain.
Right.
So I cut it in half. And then, but still, those are two big pieces. And I brought them down here, and it was the wildest thing. It was so fun. It was out at the Historical Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these people with these big boards. And we put them down, and there were groups of people with paint rollers, and they rolled paint over the boards and then put the sheet down, as you said. And then the big city steamroller drives over it. It's so strange. It's so fun. And I guess what I just so enjoyed about it all is that you just feel like you have a community, because most of us printmakers,
you tend to work kind of by yourself.
Yeah, we're all alone there. I'm on the kitchen table
right.
most of the time cutting my prints out. And I have a little press, and a lot of people just, you know, will do that and or just take workshops or work with the university.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, you know, we're just those lone printmakers.
Right.
Out
You're
there.
Just those solitary printmakers. So then Mikkel, how did JUMP decide to get involved with this but make it an actual event? Because this is on October 20th. This will happen. People can bring their art down, and this how will all of this work?
Yes, absolutely. There's a call to artists, so anybody can bring their block down, but we also have a bunch of workshops if people want to have some guidance from Laurel to make a smaller 12 by 12 inch block. And we'll do a bunch of big printing and display it around JUMP for the November 1st Day of the Dead celebration. And I actually was a high school Spanish teacher in Horseshoe Bend and would always take my Spanish class to Boise for a Day of the Dead and was there for the last steamroller print project. And it was just so touching. My students were really moved, and it was so neat to be part of that. So when I started working at Jump, I was really inspired to kind of bring Day of the Dead there. And we worked with Emily Williams from Foothills School, and we worked closely with the Mexican consulate to kind of highlight the celebration. And I'm so excited about this print project because it invites the community to be part of it, and to really remember and honor their loved ones who have passed through this creative community connection endeavor, and then get to see their work showcased. And we'll also have a presentation or a procession of all of the prints around Jump that same night.
And, you know, for people who may not be familiar with Day of the Dead, because it is a Latin American holiday, I think everybody saw the movie Coco.
Yeah, right.
Last year, right? And has that even kind of, has that made a difference in doing something like this and maybe the interest level?
I hope so. I think so. People are more aware of how important it is to remember and honor our loved ones and celebrate their lives and not just their deaths, and get in touch with our ancestors who have passed that maybe we don't know as much about. We have such a vibrant Latin American and Hispanic community here. It's really neat to connect with them and learn more about the holiday and be invited to participate.
Mikhail and I were talking earlier, and it just seems that we don't really have time where we can sit around and talk about that person, you know. As that.
Right. And we live in a culture where we don't really know how to talk about it either.
Right. And so so one of these things, and I think Mikhail will talk to you a little bit more about the whole tradition, but the part that I just love is that I'm doing my board, and I'm doing it from someone who died in my family recently. Oh, it's so personal, you know, and it's so touching. But it's also celebratory because I'm putting things in that he really, really loved, like wine and beer and beautiful women and golf. And so it's just a, it's more of a, instead of being such a sad grieving thing, though it does make me sad. But I'm also really just smiling the entire time.
Because it makes you think of all of the things about them that made them who they are and not their death. I'm speaking with Amy Knack, founder of Wingtip Press, artist Laurel McDonald, and Mikhail Ashenbrenner, the program's manager at Jump, about steamroller art for the Day of the Dead. So, Mikhail, I want to bring you back into the conversation. So there are events leading up to this, like you said, like workshops, correct? So if... Because I am in no way an artist, but if someone like me wanted to come and do this, I believe they start tonight, right? And this is like, will teach us how to do this.
Yeah, precisely. You'll get a 12 by 12 inch block, and you'll kind of learn the process and the techniques. And then you can flip your block over and carve whatever you want that can be remember, honor a loved one that has died. And we'll show you how to transfer your own image. And then we have all of these free meetups where you can come and use our gouges and our space and buy smaller MDF boards to print your own block and connect with community, and then bring it all for free on October 20th for us to print on huge sheets. And
that's when the steamrollers come in, is October 20th.
Oh, that'll be great.
And so, Amy, talk to me a little bit about, you know, the printmaking aspect of what you do as well. I mean, Laurel talked about it being, you know, solitary. I mean, is that what you find, too? And is this a way to really bring our community together?
Well, and it certainly art making is a solitary process. One of the things about printmaking is because we require big presses, and a lot of the work that printmaking is about is making multiple. So you're making more than one, which means you get to share. So there's a sense of community right there. But Wingtip Press is a local community print shop where artists can come and take workshops or learn new techniques. And we really work outside in the community, bringing the medium of printmaking to different schools and community organizations and projects. And we're just really excited to have a press so that we can print really, really big blocks.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, Mikhail, are you hoping to bring in, you know, all types of people from the community? I mean, is this, you know, kids and just whomever would like to come out and learn how to do this and really, you know, understand what the Day of the Dead is?
Yeah, my sincere hope is that everybody feels invited to participate. And what better way to remember somebody who's passed than to do this creative kind of inspired block print that you get to share with the community and print in such a fun, festive way. And we are working with Nampa High, the art and Spanish classes out there, to do big block prints.
Neat.
But yes, everybody, please come down. Come be part of this. It's going to be really fun.
Well, and the workshop, though, that we're doing is just a 12 by 12 block. You can do bigger, of course, but the 12 by 12 workshop has a skull on it. So you just can decorate it.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you don't have to come up with some image out of the blue.
Good. All right. I need to wrap this up. And we will make sure we put all of that information on our website if people are interested. What a great thing. And I want to come down and see that steamroller. My guests today, I'm going to do this quick, Amy Knack, Laurel McDonald, and Mikkel Ashenbrenner. Thank you so much for joining us.